At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs, like your boss still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am?
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best, so guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Hey, anyone know what channel the game's on?
We know. Download the Sports on What app today and always know how to watch the game. Satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Subscribe today to start your 7-day free trial. Sports on What. We know.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, today is the day that we play Big Dummy, the game show that rewards you for your stunning ignorance. And here's how it works. You call us, we will spin the category wheel. Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome.
It's not that hard to do it on time.
It's really not.
We go through this every freaking week.
Except just wait for you to say it.
Right, that's it.
Thank Damn you. It, man.
And then we'll ask you a question from that category. Now, here's where Big Dummy separates itself from your average, more reputable game show. We will continue to ask you questions until you get one right. Because, as always, we want you to leave here smarter than you showed up. Now, so far this year, our biggest dummy has been the lovely and talented James, who thought filet mignon was a gay Swedish man and found a way to answer 7 consecutive questions wrong. Can you do better? Of course you can. Everyone else has. So give us a call, and off we go on Big Dummy, brought to you by our friends at Advanced Hair Restoration.
To be a contestant to play Big Dummy, call 206-803-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live, and send your emails to themensroom at KISW.com.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9. KISW.
Hold it, tell us the way we go. Welcome to season 20, episode number 4,252. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. Head chef in the house, Ted's Meat Potatoes, all about pizza. And not only what America's favorite styles of pizza are, but the head chef also has for you today some of the best pizza places in Seattle.
All right.
Where's your go-to spot for pizza?
Right now, Sopranos.
Sopranos. You've been on that tip for a while.
Well, one, it's closed. It's across the street from my watering hole. But that said, they actually make a very good pizza, man.
Yeah. Since we've been here 20 years, man, the pizza game in Seattle has been completely elevated. There are so many good places to go out and get all different styles of pizza now. It is, I believe, a few publications have named Seattle the top pizza location in the country, believe it or not.
Really?
Or you would think New York would be the spot. But New York is really known for one style of pizza.
New York style.
And Chicago is known for maybe two styles of pizza.
Detroit,
it's known for one style of pizza. St. Louis, it's known for one style of pizza. And we're kind of a melting pot. We've got a little bit of everything. Is it the best you can get? Well, of course not. You have to go to those places.
Sure.
It's like, you know, Memphis barbecue. Probably better in Memphis. But at the same time, there are great spots in town. So the head chef's got some of those locations, and it's all going to be about pizza as we get ready for the Super Bowl anyway.
Well, we've said it before. Even bad pizza is still good pizza. So, yeah, right. You're right. New York style is going to be better in New York, Detroit, Chicago, all of them. However, you still make a good one out here. We got everybody out here.
I mean, lo and behold, I went to, I risked life and went to 7-Eleven today to get a couple slices of pizza. It's fine,
it's still great pizza.
There's nothing wrong with it. It's pizza.
I mean, it is good pizza. What's weird about it, though, the first time I got 7-Eleven pizza, the one down here, you know, they put it in an individual triangular-shaped cardboard box, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, that's cool. And the dude puts it in my bag sideways, and I am just pissed. I'm like, nobody delivers pizza sideways. Why did this guy do this? And I'm stomping all the way up the hill. I get back to the office. I pull them out. The cheese had not moved.
They're fine.
The toppings had not moved. I don't know what makes that possible. I don't want to know what makes that possible, but the pizza is damn good.
They sell a whole pizza.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's probably one of the cheaper pizzas in town, and it is not that bad. I mean,
no.
And you can carry it upside down. It's fine.
There's a lot of places where
you can carry it on a pogo stick, and I'm telling you, you open that box, you're like, why did none of the toppings move?
Head chef is coming up at 4:30. It's all about pizzas. We get set for the big game. Hopefully, probably the worst day of the year, honestly, to try to order a pizza.
Oh, God, yeah.
You are better off going and getting a take and bake or something like that a couple days beforehand, because I'm telling you right now,
the delivery drivers are crushed that day.
I would tell everyone, just buy the frozen pizza doughs. Yes. I got two in the freezer now, and I'm telling just in a pinch, just roll the bitches out. It is cheese, it is sauce, whatever you want to put it on. But, yes, yeah, save yourself the trouble.
And the problem is, every other commercial during the Super Bowl is about pizza. Yeah. And by the time, you know, you watch halfway through, you're like, I want a piece of pizza.
But you're not going to get it for an hour and a half.
You're not going to get it. You're not even going to get it if you go there because they're so back-ordered trying to make all the pizzas for the delivery guys. It's mayhem. It might be the worst day of the year to try to eat pizza.
It is, if you want delivery, yeah.
Okay. Pizza coming up with the head chef at 4:30. Oh, what else do we have for you today? Oh, okay, we've got that Men's Room 20th Anniversary Lager Launch Party. That is going down at Black Raven Brewing on February the 7th. That is a Friday afternoon. Live broadcast from 2 to 6. Absolutely free. You will be a part of the entire show with a live studio audience. We're doing it that way. If you haven't had a chance to try the brand new lager on tap, it will be there. You can get 6-packs to take home. Of course, the Men's Room IPA and the bright yellow can will be there as well. Mm-hmm. So we're going to have a good day. We're just going to drink some beer in the afternoon, man, and celebrate 20 years with the first official world tour stop of the year. So that's going down on the 7th. So 1 week from tomorrow. Also, more business to take care of before we get to the show. Listen for 1 hour on the Odyssey app. You're shot at 5K a day. So if you listen for 1 hour, if you listen on the app, you're already logged in. If you're listening on Odyssey.com, put in your credentials there and listen for 1 hour. And hopefully you'll pick up $5,000. And then, as we said, you will take us out for drinks. That is the deal. If you win listening to this show, you got to take us out for beers.
I don't think that's fair.
We're holding you hostage.
Beers or shots or both?
Oh, my, the whole tab.
Whole thing. All right, sweet.
Whatever we want to do. You know, we'll Uber there, make sure we're responsible, and then we'll get hammered and Uber home. But, yeah, that's on you. So do us a favor and win the $5,000. That way we can go out after work, do a little happy hour. So, so Odyssey.com or the Odyssey app. And today is the day we play the game known as Big Dummy. It's an easy game to play. We spin the category wheel. You are either playing for Team Sober or Team Not Sober. Our biggest dummy so far as we reset at the beginning of the year, or help. This is the last one in January. So James has been the biggest dummy. Took him 8 questions to get one right. So far through the month of January, it is James who is the biggest dummy. And as we do when we play Big Dummy, we like to do a little men's room poll. And the last time, based on a little inspiration we had before the end of the year, as we determined that one day we were going to end every statement with, I do declare.
That is correct.
And then Ted went out in front of, who was it? Not Mannheim's team.
No, it was a Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
He was given like a check for charity or something, and somehow he dropped in, I do declare.
You know what's even better?
We got a Pledge Arena.
We got a text last week from a guy who's working in Arizona right now, all right? But he listens to the show on the app, and so he's the head of whatever it is they're doing, blue-collar thing, but they all communicate on walkie-talkie. So he said, look, I made all of the guys for this day, instead of saying, Roger, to let them know that you have heard what it said, they had to end everything with, I do declare.
I do declare.
And he said, it's been fantastic. So whatever the radio, I'm like, hey, we got a shipment coming in the front. I do declare.
Yeah. So we took a little page from that one, and we determined that there were 4 different things that you could say at the end of every sentence. One was sweet googly moogly. Mm-hmm. The other one was, you go, girl. Heavens to Betsy, and know what I mean. And as we put the poll up on Twitter, if you follow us at Men's Room Live, here are the results of the poll. Coming in at 4th place, with only 8% of the vote, you go, girl.
You go. That was huge last week. I felt like everyone was saying,
you go, girl. And we also made all the contestants try to do this at the end of every statement or sentence. You go, girl. Coming in at 3rd, Heavens to Betsy, with 11% of the vote. In 2nd place, Sweet Googly Moogly got 26%, and overwhelmingly, you guys went with Vern and Know What I Mean.
Know What I Mean?
At 55%. Okay, now, today on the poll, we're going to talk about things that you've spent money on. A lot of you would love to know how much money you've spent on certain items.
I'm not that guy.
A lot of you would not want to know what you've spent on certain things. But when you look at a hypothetical scenario of, like, all the weed you've purchased or all the weed you smoked. And, you know, just know that it's like, I don't know, it's filling up a bathtub or whatever the deal is.
Sure.
Full of nugs. You would want to see how much weed you have actually smoked in your life. What size container? It's like the game where you're doing leftovers and you're trying to pick the right size container to put the leftovers in. You know, same thing. How much? I cannot believe that the buds are spilling over and out of the bathtub. I thought this would be a big enough vessel
sure.
to contain all the weed that I've smoked in my lifetime. Can I dive into a pool based on the amount of beer
easy
that I have consumed in my lifetime.
Oh, yeah. Easy.
Dive?
Yeah.
Dive?
Yes.
Dive?
Yeah.
Jump? Yes. Dive?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, I'm very confident.
Right. Mike, you're not old enough. I mean, we have you just based on age.
Well, how big's the damn pool?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Right? Like, is it one of those that I buy and put in my backyard, or are we talking Olympic?
Back to the Tupperware container. We don't know.
I assume Olympic pools, the general measurement of things measured in pools.
Right.
Because they'll always say, this would fill this many Olympic-sized pools. So to me, the Olympic pool is the standard pool measurement for a hypothetical situation.
Or would you, like, you know, like those bank machines that sort out dollar bills,
mm-hmm.
would you like to know how much money that you have spent on drugs and weed, and it just goes chung 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 chung. How long is that machine going?
Right.
And if you could grab that $30,000-$40,000 or whatever it is, just like think to yourself, man, that was my money. I spent that much. Granted, you probably had a great time, but just to physically see the amount of money
that
you have spent in your lifetime on anything.
I choose not to know most things. I let my wife deal with the finances because everything pisses me off. Because whatever it is, it's a ripoff, right? You name it, it's a ripoff. So kids go to a private school, and I think it was last year, maybe the year before. I did not know we were entered into this, but one of the auction things that you could win was free tuition for 1 year for one of your students.
Nice.
Dude, we won. I could not believe
it. You won?
We won. All right. So my wife is freaking out happy, okay? So all the fathers come over to me. They're like, dude, that's awesome. And I said, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know what I'm spending to send them here. They're like, for real? I said, I don't want to know because it's a ripoff. And then I found out that day what it is. And I'm like, yeah, dude, it's a scam. I never asked. And I said, look, can we afford to send them there? Mm-hmm. She said, yeah, right? It does not interfere with my ability to eat or go out or any of the stuff that I care about having money. So I never knew. I never asked. And these dudes could not believe that I never knew. I said, it's simple, man. You don't effing ask.
Yeah.
Right? And so she never told me. And now I'm glad that I won that thing. But I did the math in my head of how much I had been spending up to that point for the two kids to go there. And I was pissed. So I'm kind of happy. Yeah, we got the tuition. That was great.
Right.
So last year, I believe it was, we didn't have to pay for one of them. But on the other hand, I'm like, you know how much goddamn money we spent? So the bad news for my kids, so I get a little more on them about getting their homework done and all the rest of this ass. So I'm like, look, the worst thing that happened for you guys is that I got the answer to a question I never asked, which is how much I've spent. So when I say get your goddamn homework done, like, brother, I can tell you that homework you're doing right now is $150 worth of homework.
And I grew up going to private school and Catholic school, but also, like, the high schools were really dangerous.
Right.
But for some reason, we all knew. So, like, DeMatha, ironically, while it's expensive, is the cheapest school in our conference.
Based on where you went to school, yeah, man. Those schools
like,
are
I
not
mean, I would
cheap.
Have had to go into High Point and in and out of metal detectors and stuff. Like, it would have been like Gen Pop. But we always knew. So, like, I remember my sister went to a very, like, private all-girls school. And, like, me and my brother would get mad. Like, man, we went to these kind of cheap athletic schools.
Yeah, well, look what she does now.
Yeah, she's a hairdresser. I know. I mean, look, she's got a great career.
There's nothing wrong with that. I'm just saying that, you know, you're...
Oh, and Miles, she was one of those people that didn't have to study a lick and got straight A's.
So she could have if she wanted.
Oh, she could have gone.
But she did what she wanted to do.
She did, yeah. But so. I'm just saying, it's funny when you bring that up. Like, that was always conversation.
Right.
We always called ourselves Catholic school poor.
It's like if you go to Harvard.
Because
I never knew.
Poor, but, like, when you took all the money our parents spent on school, things got a lot tighter.
It's ridiculous, man. And like I said, it doesn't have a day-to-day impact on my life. But when I just add it up, like, what I have spent thus far,
mm-hmm.
like, oh, my God, man. Yep. That's why I don't want to know.
Relationships. That's another one where, you know, if you look back, I mean, I paid for last wedding. There's an engagement ring involved. There's a wedding ring involved. There's all the things.
But that only cost you money.
Airline flights.
Like, my wife and I have different perspectives of how much the wedding costs. That one, I know exactly how much it costs because I paid for it. And she said, hey, you know, parents want to help. And I said, and I stand by this. I said, look, I will go broke to pay for this wedding for one thing. And you see it in government. You see it in life. When you spend money, you get a say. And I know how parents are, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I don't want anyone to be able to buy any amount of influence in this, and that way we can just shut them out and we can do what we want to do. Man, and it damn near killed me, but again, I'm like, it was worth it.
So our poll's going to go like
by the way, that's an unreal prize.
What's that?
One of the auctions was a free year tuition.
I didn't even know
like,
that
I
was
can
a
imagine
thing.
My mom and dad would have gone apex.
Oh, my wife, because I was talking to a group of guys. My wife was sitting down talking to a group of chicks. And so they now, I kind of half paid attention because it's, I wasn't aware that it was a thing. Whatever. They made the announcement. And my wife, she does not choose to get a lot of attention. And you hear her scream at the top of her lungs, jumps up, and I'm not making, did a lap. Ron Otter, I'm just high-fiving people. Like, she lost her freaking
shoes,
mind.
Shoes.
Oh,
purses,
well, my mind, I'm
shoes.
Just like.
I know what she's, every time she's high-fiving, new coat.
Oh, no,
shoes.
We went on vacation.
Oh, all right.
Sir, I said, hey, man, because I was like, how much is it? So the dudes told me, and I'm like, Jesus. So I went to my wife to say, hey, man, we're taking a vacation, and we're not taking the kids with us. And that is exactly what happened.
So the poll this week is going to be this. I don't want to know how much money I've spent on.
My children at school.
Alcohol is first.
Okay.
Drugs is second.
I know I've spent more on booze than drugs, but when you buy drugs, it's generally a bigger expense at one time, if you know what I mean.
It is. It is. But, you know.
Like, look, you're if not, I got 80 look, bucks, not, I know what I'm getting for 80 bucks, and I have to spend all the 80 bucks to get what I want from someone selling drugs, as where if I go to the bar with 80 bucks, I'm only here for 20 bucks.
That $80 that you bought in weed is going to last you a couple weeks. That $80 you,
couple
can,
weeks.
Hit, you can hit a bar tab in a night. You know, and yeah, food but, yeah. and everything else. So, I mean, we...
Yeah, that happens quick at a bar. That's like, booze is a big one. Like, drugs, like, well, depends on what drugs you're into. If you're doing yeah. a lot of coke, that gets really pricey.
Right.
I mean,
but
generally, like, weed lasts longer, and, like, I've definitely spent a ton more money on booze.
Oh, my God. When I get down to Oregon yeah. To play golf or whatever, I'll stop at a weed store down there because the ounces are only 150 bucks.
Yeah.
And there's no... So, I buy a couple of them. And then that lasts me to the next time I go to Oregon, like, in 6 months later. So,
I would, too, man.
I got a ton of weed. Drugs are number two. Relationships end up being number three.
Do not want to know.
I don't. Maybe you've been married multiple times. Maybe you're one of those people that always either are married or always have a girlfriend or whatever that deal is. It's going
to
add up.
But you're paying money to pursue ass. I mean, look, say that for any guy out there. This is a fact of life. Whether the dinners, the clothes.
We had a caller yesterday who said he asked his wife four times to marry him, only one time seriously because he was just trying to get laid that day.
Right.
And finally, we have hobbies. And whatever your hobby is, there can be some expensive hobbies out there.
Oh, yeah.
Do you like to ski? Do you like yep. to golf? Are you into boating? I mean, there are so many different ways. And believe it or not, one of the most expensive hobbies I found out about the other day as far as price, and I did not realize this or think about it, having an aquarium.
Really?
From the cost of fish, all the different things.
Okay, to and be
because,
fair.
Because you right now are in the beginning stages of this.
Yeah, that's why it doesn't bump it. They're freshwater fish. It's a 10-gallon, 9.5-gallon tank.
Next one's going to be 20 gallons. And then...
Then she has to get a job.
These fish
if get, she goes saltwater, fish she has
get,
to get a job.
These fish get bigger, and they outgrow their living area. Just like a plant. You got to repot it every once in a while. So the aquarium lifestyle, believe it or not, very expensive. If your hobbies include travel... That can be very expensive.
All right, that's what I say. Travel's the big one, right? And I mean, honestly,
if your hobby's experiences and you like to go places,
yeah. I mean, I would put even just going to college football games.
Sure,
I mean, that is my most expensive thing.
You
got
to fly to get there. You have to pay for the hotel. You have to get the tickets. You're going to drink alcohol. You need to eat food in the entire time.
How many concerts did you go to last year? Or you know, if you could have afforded them? I mean, since COVID, it's gotten hell, man. It was. If you are a music head, it's not unheard of to go to like 10 or 12 shows a year. I mean, major shows a year, one a month.
Can you afford that now?
Not currently with this environment. Yeah. I mean, we're fortunate enough that if we can ask and we've got the tickets, hopefully they'll throw us a bone if they've got them. But most of the time, it just depends on, again, it needs to be a rock band.
Right.
And if it's somebody like Guns N' Roses, there's no guarantee that we can get a level like that of tickets just to, you know, here, take these, kid.
Well, my kid wants to see, who did my wife tell me? Kendrick Lamar. I don't know if he's coming in March or May. There's two different shows he wants to go to. One is Kendrick Lamar. The other one is somebody else whose name I know. I just can't remember who it is. And I'm like...
Travis Scott?
It might be Travis Scott. But I'm just like, look, bro, I love you, man. I do. And I'm all about concerts. When I was your age, I wanted to go to concerts. But to put it in perspective, the first concert ticket my parents bought for me, and they just pitched a bitch about having to do this, it was for Kiss. And we're going to be nice. And we're going to spend all this damn money for you to go see that stupid band. It was $13.50. With him, you're talking like $420. You know, I'm just like, bro... Your grandparents were just being mean because anything that cost between 10 and 20 bucks was always an issue, right? yours is triple digits. And the truth is, the concert ticket cost $175. And as Mike and I were talking, when you go through the Ticketmaster convenience fee and this fee and we like cheese, that's yellow fee and all the rest of this crap, it's like $450.
I would love to see a statistical breakdown just even with inflation and through the years. So if I say, let's say I pick alcohol and they do start filling up a swimming pool.
Mm-hmm.
So I can physically see how much I've drank.
By the way, somebody said an Olympic swimming pool would hold 7,083,333 12-ounce beers.
I'm just talking
Thank you for doing the math.
Yeah, backyard pool, something, anything. Just where I can see, okay, how much beer did I drink? But if it was itemized and it was done like a bar graph or a statistical chart, you know, when I really started drinking beer for the most part or any kind of alcohol, it was 1988.
Right.
And you could buy a keg, because we had keggers, mm-hmm. for $33, the tap rental.
Right, the tap cost more than the keg.
The deposit on the tap was more than the actual cost of the keg. I want to say it was $50 that you had to give them just to make
just
sure.
Just to hold it.
Just to make sure that
thing. Yeah, taps were expensive as hell.
But the keg was only $30. We would go out for $3, $2 pitcher nights.
Mm-hmm.
And then we would split that between, you know, three or four guys. They had, you know, shots of crap, kamikazes or whatever, watermelon shooters. Whatever. The bars will let you in at 18.
Right.
Basically what they've got for you.
You drink sweet shooters.
But just to see the inflation level, as far as the years go by, I did not, maybe the next year I didn't drink as much, but it was twice as much money.
Yeah.
Or whatever the deal was. I would like to see all that graphed out. So what are you guys taking as far as what you don't want to know how much money you've spent?
Go through them again now.
Alcohol, drugs, relationships, or hobbies?
Relationships. That's the one I would not want to know.
Yeah. That's definitely going to be the biggest number.
It'll probably be the biggest, because it lasts the longest. You know what I mean? Like, I can go to the bar and get drunk, and then I'm done being drunk. I'm not at the bar, but I'm not like, wake up in the morning, my wife's just gone. You know what I mean? Like, it's still there. It's still things to do. Like,
well, let's just go and get coffee. Well, that costs a little something.
I
paid alimony for 8 years. I was done.
Mm-hmm.
I was done. I'm still paying for that.
Right. You know a product I mean? You don't have.
I mean, can I, like, just... Yeah, you know what I'm thinking, but I...
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm paying for it.
I just get, like, a mouth hug on my birthday.
Something.
Yeah.
Anything.
A little kickback.
Right. Seriously, you'd be like...
We're both missing something now that this marriage is
how
over.
How much better would you feel if they made that arrangement? Like, look, it's a lot of money, and you're not really with them.
But
once a year.
Or once a month.
Yeah, you'd be like, you know what, man? This is more palatable to me. This is easier to
I
accept.
Feel better about
right.
it. Right. You know?
Hell, I'll throw it an extra $20.
Then here, just take it. So our men's room poll. I don't want to know how much money I've spent on alcohol, drugs, relationships, or hobbies. We'll take a break and come back with a game known as Big Dummy next.
The shenanigans continue. This is the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
It's on.
Yeah. Game is Big Dummy. Let's go. 206-803-ROCK. Steve, who is our first contestant? Ready to play the big game. Hello, Matt. Welcome to the men's room.
Bichola.
Hola. Matt, are you on Team Sober or Team Not Sober?
Team Sober today.
All right, Matt, welcome to Big Dummy.
Thank you.
Our men's room poll. I don't want to know how much money I've spent on alcohol, drugs, relationships, or hobbies.
Let's go with relationships for sure.
How many times have you been married?
Married actually once.
Once? Okay.
Yeah.
How many steady girlfriends have you had?
Several.
Several. What's the average length, would you say, of one of your steady relationships?
Half, probably.
How long?
How long?
About a year and a half.
All right.
How many of those do you think you've had?
20.
20?
Jeez, man.
Wow. Now, does this include, like, living together and all that?
Most of them, yeah.
Okay. And are you the one who normally breaks up, or is the other party?
It's probably 50-50.
50-50.
All right.
Okay. All right.
That's a good average to have,
I think. It is.
All right, Matt, here's your question. In Greek mythology, who fell in love with his own reflection?
Oh, that would be Narcissus. Narcissus.
Damn.
Oh, one and done.
One
Matt.
And done. All right,
nice
before
job.
We let you go, let's ask you a true or false question.
God, so good looking.
All right, let's see. True or false, McDonald's has the most restaurants by location in the United States.
Let's go false.
Is it Subway?
It is, in fact, Subway.
Subway.
Crazy.
They pop up everywhere.
Hello, Christian. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bichola.
Hola.
Christian, are you sober or not sober?
Currently sober.
All right.
Okay, Christian, what do you not want to know? How much money you spend on alcohol, drugs, relationships, or hobbies?
I'm definitely going to go with relationships for that one.
Okay. Married? Been married?
No, just a girlfriend. But love language is to buy gifts for her, and definitely a lot of my change has come out of my pocket on that.
Okay. Have you ever been in a relationship where the other person paid most of the time?
No.
I haven't either.
Never. Ever in my life. Ever.
I mean, not even a third.
Really?
A fourth.
Maybe a third.
No.
But
not on the steady, dude. Not for me. Not
maybe
me.
About a third. Just me. It just helped that I was super broke at the time and there's no alternative.
Well, okay.
You know, back in your early days, when you're both broke, like, look, man, I can do what I can do, but
I dated a waitress, and she was...
Has cash.
I thought she was just rolling in money, man.
Yeah, because I always had cash.
Always.
And a bartender's, waitresses.
I dated a hairdresser for a little over a year, and same thing, man. Like, she always had cash.
Well, it's not a lot in the bank all the time, but plenty of cash.
But it's payday every day. Every day you go to work is payday, so you always come home with cash.
One of my best gigs, man, there's a point I was working three jobs, but one of them was a bar back. And I would have like $700 at the end of the week just in cash from the bar back and gig. The cool thing was, because I had two other jobs, I had no time to spend it. Then I finally dropped down to two jobs, and I cannot tell you how many drugs and how much booze I spent that cash on. But you're just rolling in dough all the time. Unlike now, oddly enough. All right, Christian, here is your question. Which star is represented by placing a star on top of a Christmas tree?
That's the North Star.
Judges, is the Star of Bethlehem the same as the North Star?
That's what I would call it, because isn't that what
they... Because it is the Star of Bethlehem, but I don't know, is that what they were considered?
Well, the wise men followed the North Star to Bethlehem.
Correct. So...
I would have gone with North Star.
According to Google, no, the Star of Bethlehem was not the North Star.
Okay. So believe it or not, it is the Star of Bethlehem, but the North Star...
It was a special astronomical event that occurred in a specific time and place, mm-hmm. whereas the North Star is locked.
Yeah,
it's in different locations, probably according to Google, over the Gulf of America.
Yes. All right, your question. A restaurant, a hotel, a street, or a person? What was Maxwell House Coffee named after? Restaurant, hotel, street, or person?
I'll go for a hotel.
Okay.
That's the house.
Maxwell House. Yeah.
Okay.
I kind of like it as a dude. What? He sings R&B.
John Maxwell.
Maxwell House.
Dude. He's a big dude, jacked up.
Well, you know he's shredded, like Maxwell. No, who?
Yeah, Maxwell was a...
Was he the one that was all shredded up and had those songs where he's like barely clothed?
Wait, who's saying I always feel like somebody's watching me? Was that Maxwell?
That was Rockwell.
Rockwell. Damn it. Mm-hmm. Who the hell was Maxwell?
He was kind of more of an R&B guy.
Maxwell was.
Yes.
Yeah.
Man, this name's not ringing any bells.
Really?
It's really not.
He was during the Terrence Trent D'Arby era, somewhere in there, maybe a little before
that. You got
any
music from this dude?
Maxwell was big in like the 90s.
We got a whole bunch of his stuff in the system. Pretty Wings, Bad Habits, Fistful of Tears.
Play something for me, man.
Is that because of Hot 103.7?
Probably, yeah.
That's how I know Maxwell's. That's right in my heyday. So like, it was one thing, we all liked rap, but we also loved R&B.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Who am I thinking of? Who's the one? Not Genuine. I've met him. But there was one guy, and he would sit there, and he was like, I think he sang Brown Sugar.
All right. And he's just shredded.
He has one video where his jeans are just above, like, his junk.
Yeah.
And he's got, like, the V. I mean, every girl I knew in high school loved this dude. Somebody will text it, and they'll know.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803. Hold on. Is this Maxwell?
Dummy! I'll always tell you, I hope you feel the same.
Oh, he's on tour with like eight other people, you know?
At a casino.
He's one of those guys.
Okay. Good. All right, now I know.
Like with just DeVoe, no Bell or Bib.
Right, just DeVoe.
Exactly. Like a stand-in to there, too.
Hello, Tom. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Tom, are you sober or not sober?
I'm sober.
All right, Tom, welcome to Big Dummy.
I'm thinking about D'Angelo.
All the texts are coming in. Thinking D'Angelo. I like D'Angelo, man.
Tom, I don't want to know how much money I spend on alcohol, drugs, relationships, or hobbies.
I would say relationships.
Relationships.
Just been married once, but before that had some girlfriends, so that's the one I wouldn't want to know.
Okay.
Quick, funny D'Angelo story. I was in a class. It was a small class because we weren't good at Spanish.
Okay.
So the bonus question was, which is ironic working at KSW, who sings Brown Sugar?
All right.
Obviously, the teacher was looking for the Rolling Stones. But I said Maxwell. Everybody's like, oh, man, you know Tiny was on it.
Did you get credit for it at least?
We did. Me and the black kids argued for it. He was like, I guess I'm like, we are right. He does sing Brown Sugar.
Is it a cover or is it just a different song?
I think it's just a different song.
Different term. All right, Tom, here is your question. In the movie It's a Wonderful Life, what did George dream of becoming?
He wanted to be an architect.
Man, a lot of one-and-doners.
One-and-done.
All right, hang on there before we let you go. Let's see. True or false, only two men signed the Declaration of Independence on July 4th, 1776.
I'm going to say false.
True.
Okay.
So, Charles Thompson and John Hancock, they signed a declaration on July 4th, 1776. Over the course of the next month, the other 54 delegates signed the document.
He just left it in the bar.
Yeah, probably.
You want to put your name there or get some squares?
Hello? I feel like it's amazing Hancock was just that hammered.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. I am drunk. I want the king to see my name. Wrote it big. I bet you think it's one of those regret things. Like, you wake up the next day like, did I write my name like huge dude?
You're right. Like, the next morning, he probably was like, damn. I mean, the king's going to see it. Like, they're going to kill me.
Yeah, they're coming after me. I'm clearly being a D, right?
Yeah.
We've all been there, John.
Suck out a king.
Yeah, there's probably extra notes written there. You're a penis. Hello, Justin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
Justin, sober, not sober.
Sober today, sober.
All right, Justin, welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, our men's room poll. I don't want to know how much money I've spent on alcohol, drugs, relationships, or hobbies.
Hobbies.
What's your hobby?
Oh, see, I got many. I got computers, 3D printing, Magic the Gathering, Warhammer 40K.
How much money do you think you spent on Magic the Gathering?
No, I probably spent like close to $5,000 and probably made about like $6 off of it from selling.
Okay, what's more expensive, 3D printing or playing Magic the Gathering, if you play it on the regular?
Oh, Magic.
Wow. Okay, that says it all.
Like 2 pounds, like spool of filaments, like 1 kilogram, you're looking at like $15.
That's not bad. All right.
Yeah. And then a good printer is like $250.
Really? You spend that little to get a decent 3D printer?
Yeah.
What's the coolest thing you've made in your 3D printer?
Oh, I combined like my joy of video games and 3D printing, and I made a 3D printable working guitar for Guitar Hero.
That is insanely cool, man. Good Lord.
Wow.
And it actually works.
Oh, it's super awesome. So the game it's for is actually called Clone Hero. So it's kind of like you can go onto a website and basically grab songs from like whatever. Like I just played some new Linkin Park songs on it. And yeah, no, you plug a controller into your computer. It acts just like a controller that I programmed it to do it. And then.
Okay, I got a question for you.
You are smarter than us.
Could you make another 3D printer with a 3D printer?
Ooh, good question. Yeah. You can make a 3D printer with a 3D printer.
Yeah, that's like one of the big things in the community. People are making these things called Vorons, and like mine can print currently at like 60 millimeters a second, whereas, sorry, 60 millimeters anyway, theirs can print at like 600, and you can do like a model in like 5 minutes.
Damn.
That is cool, man.
That is.
I love the idea of I 3D printed my 3D printer. Mm-hmm. All right, here's the question. What was the first movie to be rated PG-13?
Jeez, I want to go back as far as, like, if you're talking, like, black and white or...
No, PG-13, this would have been the 80s. I would say Patrick Swayze was in this movie. In the 80s, during his heyday.
Let's see here. Patrick Swayze. Oh...
Good charades, dude.
I did. What, Red Dawn? He was in Red Dawn.
Yeah, Red Dawn, man.
I was going to say, was he in Roadhouse?
He was also in Roadhouse.
Okay.
Roadhouse.
Wolverines, right?
That was Red Dawn.
I was guessing the Outsiders.
Huh. Before we let you go, you are what?
Yeah. Oh, I'm not even going to lie. I have never seen Red Dawn or Roadhouse. I just get the references from Family Guy.
All right.
Okay. Dude, I don't know about Roadhouse. I'd watch the original Red Dawn. When I was a kid, I was pretty convinced the Russians were going to attack my school.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's what you should have. All right, true or false? True or false? Let's see. Memorial Day has a specific set of instructions regarding the raising and lowering of the U.S. flag.
True.
Damn.
Okay.
Well done.
Yeah.
When President Carter passed away,
mm-hmm.
I was down in DuPont, and I stopped off at the McDonald's. All right. And so the American flag was flown at half mast.
Yeah.
So was the McDonald's flag.
For real?
Yes.
Yeah, all flags.
Yeah.
Huh.
I just never thought about that.
No, it would not cross my mind.
Even the McDonald's flag.
Why does that make it sadder?
It did.
Like, wow.
It did, man. I was like, man, maybe Jimmy Carter really liked a Big Mac.
Well, if he went to, like, the state capitol, they'd have our state flag at half mast, too.
Sure, but I feel like anything that represents...
Right. I understand that.
Like, when you represent a place, I'm like, I get it, but, like...
Maybe just don't fly your flag during that period because it just looked like sad McDonald's.
That is a really, really sad McDonald's story, man.
I looked at it like, I'll be damned. McDonald's honoring the president.
Now I feel bad.
You think they have to play revelry?
I don't know. When they lift the flag, I don't think they take it down.
Well, yeah, I'm on fries, but I'm also on revelry. It's sun up and sundown. I mean, that'd be kind of gangster.
Yeah, that and
like
fries.
You're sitting in the restaurant like, oh, man, it's sundown.
Right. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola from Marshfield, Missouri. Miss you guys.
Hola.
Tom, sober, not sober?
Not sober.
All right. Welcome to Big Dummy.
Okay.
And women will be the biggest one.
Relationships?
Yeah. They cost me thousands and thousands and thousands.
All right. How many times have you been married?
Never.
Never. Okay. Well, you did. Hey, at least you knew. Maybe that wasn't for you.
I know.
All right, Tom, here's your question. What's the name of the girl who Quasimodo falls in love with in The Hunchback of Notre Dame? I know you know, Mike.
Damn right I did.
Come on, Tommy. Tell me. You don't remember? Oh, my kid doesn't even remember.
And that's your go-to, man.
Come on, Tommy.
Tommy!
I forgot.
Who's he crushing on?
You know why? Because he's a boy. He doesn't care about the love story part.
No. Don't you have just a plain ass name?
No.
It's not in my opinion, depending where you live, but not to me.
Come on, anything, Tommy.
Come on, Tommy.
Throw it out.
You watch all these stuff.
I'm going to say something, and that's the mess.
Dad, you can't give your kid a hard time if you don't know the answer.
I know, I didn't.
So what do you got?
Quasimodo?
That's him.
Gwendolyn, I don't know.
Gwendolyn?
Yeah.
You just swung for the fences with Gwendolyn.
It's a Beowulf, man.
Esmeralda. Ah, that's close. They could be sisters.
Gwendolyn and Esmeralda?
Yeah, if you're going to name your kid one, you name him the other.
Yeah, they could be related.
That doesn't sound very French.
What, Esmeralda?
Right.
Well, she was supposed to be Roma, I believe.
Yeah. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
All right, next question.
Don't step in
it. Not touching it.
Yep, cool.
He's a good boy. He's just a criminal. All right. Your question, and your kid might know this one, Feathers McGraw, that's the nemesis of Wallace and Gromit, he's what kind of bird? Feathers McGraw.
Peacock?
Feathers McGraw was a penguin.
It's me, Feathers McGraw.
My kid's killing me with all these kid stuff.
He's not helping.
How old's Tommy?
He'll be 11 in October.
All right.
Yeah, he's right in the wheelhouse. All right, here's your question. What did college basketball introduce in 1987?
Oh, yep.
I'll take a good guess. The three-pointer.
Yep.
Well done, sir.
Yeah, it's crazy when you watch highlights of Jordan winning that title in at North Carolina. Like, he hits a game winner, but there's just no 3-point line.
Right. Think about that.
Hmm.
How good would he have been if they had the 3-point line?
If there's no 3-point line, would Duke ever have won a championship?
Maybe not.
Right?
Maybe not, man. Yeah. Well, that's spoken like a true Maryland fan.
That goes back to the Eric Dickerson, you know, argument. Just not
he had. OJ had 14 games. He had Dickerson had 16 games. Saquon had, and I know he didn't get the record, but he had 17 games to get it. I do think they should put something in there. Like, look, this guy.
Here's your average.
14 games got this many yards. This guy had 16 games. Now you have 17. Yeah.
More Big Dummy coming up. 206-803-ROCK.